Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the All By the Popcorn podcast. I'm Alessandra.
And I'm Emily.
And today we've got Toppings episode 21. Yes, our topping series can now legally drink.
Oh, okay, okay. Toppings is growing up. Growing up so fast.
It really is. We've been doing a lot of watching things. Oh my goodness, I have to sneeze. Oh, excuse me. Perfect timing.
Oh my gosh. You going to keep that in there?
Yeah.
Keeping the sneeze. Love it. Yeah, we've been watching movies like crazy. I think I've watched all of the short documentary short subject nominated films, and whatever animated shorts I could find. They were really tough to find this year, and I think one you have to rent on Vimeo, which like I've never even heard of.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I was only able to find two of them. There's Burrow that's on Netflix or on Disney Plus, and then there's If Anything Happens, I Love You, which is on Netflix.
I saw that when that one came out because they were like promoting it on my Netflix. So,
yes,
I have not watched any of those shorts, but I did watch a documentary. So I'm gonna catch up to you at some point. But I do mostly watch things in the daytime.
For sure. Yeah, it's harder for me to watch stuff in the daytime. Yeah. I try to like I'll try to like start watching something on my lunch break and then like just try to finish it up. Like, but yeah, I'm kind of trying to watch one to two things a day.
It's incredible, and, dude.
It's tough. It's tough. I'm just trying to like retain it all. Like I don't want to start anything and like not pay attention to it. Mm-hmm. So it's just tough. But I think I've watched two of the full length documentaries, because they're both on Netflix, and then I think we just have the we're gonna have to start renting some, so that's fun.
Yes. Today was a little bit of a difficult day for me. I woke up and I had a migraine and an aura, so I was playing Animal Crossing and I was like, I can't read this right now. And I was like, oh no, I'm starting to see zigzaggy shapes and stuff in my eyesight. And I was like, I am having a migraine.
Do you get those? Like, I mean, not often, but like, do you get them enough to kind of know what you have to do? Like, I've never had like that bad of a migraine. Never.
Yeah. I mean, I used to get them when I was younger. I mean, it's been years since the last time I had one. I think they basically show up every few years. I mean, 3 to 5 years in between. It's kind of crazy. So,
yeah.
Danny hasn't ever seen me with a migraine, and it's not like I really have a headache, actually. It's more of like just the aura. But today, I was talking to my family on Zoom, and I had to be wearing a sleep mask. And I was trying to talk to them, and my brain was, like, not forming words. Like, I could not remember how to say things. And then my hand went numb, and then it went back, and then my mouth got numb.
What?
Yeah. And I was like, I gotta go lay down. So I, like, laid down for, like, a couple hours or an hour and a half and just in the dark. And then all my senses came back. It's a thing that happens sometimes.
Yeah, that's crazy. I always hear about people getting migraines, and I think the worst migraine I've ever experienced, and it's not even the worst, like it's just dehydration once. Like I get those if like I don't drink enough water, but that's like it. Mm-hmm. Or like, you know, or like a sugar, like like if I drink champagne, sometimes like the sugar and the bubbles kind of like can form a almost like a hangover headache. And that's pretty much it though. But like I've heard people get like really bad ones. Like my friend from work, he couldn't go to work. He had to stay in his room with the lights off, 'cause like all like bright things would just was too sensitive.
Yeah, I definitely am grateful that my migraines don't have pain. I mean, my eyes were kind of hurting me, but generally it was like everything was very loud and I was just like uncomfortable. But it's a definitely a strange feeling. And I think it could have been related to like last night I had some drinks and I might have been dehydrated. So today I've just been trying to drink a lot of water and coconut water and stuff. But yeah, like, it's all right. I'll feel better tomorrow, I'm sure.
Okay. Well, I'm glad it's not too debilitating because I heard they can be pretty
Oh
bad.
yeah. Yeah, people get really nauseous, and just really achy. But I was okay. I've been doing a lot of working out, so I'm not super achy lately. I feel pretty
That's
strong.
good. Yeah. I definitely need to get back into stretching. My neck is and upper back is like pretty messed up. I need to like it hurts.
Oh my God. You should get some kind of massage contraption.
We do have one. I should use that. I also just think I need a new pillow. Like I've kind of been trying to use different pillows to see which kind of helps because I sleep on my side and I think some of my neck pain can come. I don't know. I think it's a mixture of things. I think it's stress. I think it's like my jaw because my clenching can cause neck pain. And I think like I just might need a better pillow too that just like supports my head better while I'm sleeping. I've been trying to look into pillows that are good for people who sleep on their side. It's an interesting one. There's a cube one that I saw and I was like, that's interesting.
That
I'm
sounds
kind of
cool.
interested in that. A cube pillow. But yeah, we'll see. I think if I stretched more and just like, stretched out my neck and did more of that, it'd probably be a little bit better too.
Yeah, I can't believe it just was when I was playing Animal Crossing. All of the Bunny Day stuff happened to like just started. So I was collecting all the eggs and things and I was so confused 'cause there's this like giant bunny running around and I was like I felt like I was high.
The bunnies, so the east, so you can start, how do you find east? Oh yeah, they're like the different Easter eggs. There were like sky ones, there were ground ones, there were tree ones or something, right?
And you get them from different ways and then you could make all the Bunny Day stuff.
Oh yeah, and then the water stuff, the ones in the ocean. Okay. It's crazy
It's been a
it's been an
year.
entire year. It's been a year on Animal Crossing already. Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
I know, and just like the year in quarantine as well, and what that's been like and everything. It's kind of weird to think about it. It's weird to like be in that mindset, for a whole year of like stress and anxiety.
Yeah, it's definitely looking back, like, being in quarantine was never really a problem for me. I mean, maybe I, developed some bad habits, working from home and, whatever. And then the stress never helped. But like looking back, like it's really I guess not sad and not really like it is interesting to see like how much quarantine like affects people. Like, 'cause I mean, I was pretty much fine just being in my house all the time. But yeah, I mean, whether or not that was the most healthy for me, that's another question. But mentally, I'm like, my home is safe. I don't have to be around people, and this is great for me.
Yeah, there's a lot of pluses to the past year as well. And I don't want to like say it was all bad, but I think there was like a lot more anxiety than usual this past year.
For sure.
And it's probably contributed to me getting a migraine today. I don't know. But something kind of gave me anxiety was watching the Tangled series, which I mentioned to you that I finished that. I love to watch it. I watched it on my lunch break every day. And I just ate so many sandwiches to that show. Like, so many sandwiches.
You just make a sandwich and you'd sit down and just watch the show on your lunch break?
Yeah, it was the best. And I'm sad that it's done. I watched all three seasons. It was really enjoyable for me because Tangled and Rapunzel is my favorite Disney princess. Tangled's like my favorite Disney movie. So I was really excited to get into this show. And I had seen the movie that goes into the show because there's like a special movie where she gets her hair back. And so then she has her special hair. Her long hair.
She has her special hair back. Yes. Yeah. And how she got that back. Yes. I was always confused about that. I was like, hey, wait, do you watch the show first or do you watch this movie first? And Kimmy and I figured it out. We were like, okay, we need to watch the movie first.
Yes.
And then we did that. Because we started the show and we're like, this doesn't make sense. I feel like we should know more. And then we're like, oh, maybe we need to watch the movie.
Yeah. And like Cassandra and then like the whole twist that she turns like evil and then like comes back. It's just because she's Gothel's daughter. I mean, that was a crazy twist. It was fun. Like, I thought they really got into it, and there was a lot of really deep and sad stuff in it, and the songs were excellent. It was by Alan Menken again, so it was just like all these really fun songs. There wouldn't be a song every episode, but it was great. I loved it.
Yeah, I definitely thought that they really delved into the story. I mean, because now watching the movie, it almost seems so, like, not shallow and not, like, superficial, but it's like the movie's very simple.
Yes.
Like,
it doesn't watching explain it and the whole sun drop thing or anything like that.
Yes, the whole sun drop, moon drop, whatever. the whole magical side of it. With the stones and
the hair,
the ancient beings, yes, and the hair. Sometimes it was a little bit much to take in because, like, with having such a simple movie and then having this super, like, detailed and complex series to go along with it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it was a little much, but I still really enjoyed it as well. There were some really funny things. Like, it was really nice to see, like, Eugene and, like, Rapunzel just kind of, just to see them being together, more. Because, like, you know, they get together in the movie, but then just, like, watching them, you know, be a couple and make decisions together and go through obstacles together was very enjoyable. And Cassandra is a great character. Again, it just kind of...
kind of spirals.
It went there.
Yeah.
It went there.
It really did. And everything was very creative in a lot of the characters that they introduced. You know, all the new characters like Varian and Lance and Cassandra. And, you know, it's just kind of like, oh, now they're like totally part of this world. And I just like want to see them when I watch the movie now. But they're not in it, you know? It'd be, like, so great to see those characters as 3D characters.
They really built this world up. And even getting to see more things with her parents as well. Like, seeing the queen's sister and kind of hearing the backstory where, like, that other king from another kingdom had wanted to marry. Yes,
the seal of approval.
Yeah, the seal.
Yeah.
The seal of approval. So ridiculous.
The royal seal.
The royal seal. But yeah, and then all the, like those, and it just made the world so much bigger. Like when they went out on their little caravan.
Season two was, I know,
crazy to like follow the spikes. I was like, where is the show going?
I know. It was very unique.
It just amplified by 10 every season, and I was like, oh my gosh, what is happening?
I know.
And what is the show anymore?
And Rapunzel, like, questioning whether if she wanted to be a queen because she had to make really, really difficult decisions and how hard it was for her. And, you know, like, just seeing her kind of turn into somebody who, and like, and also seeing a lot of her faults because they would be her downfall a lot of the time, where she like was too optimistic or she wouldn't let herself feel the deeper feelings because she was like, you know, just like really joyous and trying to be positive all the time. And so, you know, it was like the opposite of Cassandra, who's a little bit more cynical, who's a little bit more rough around the edges, who just like tells, you know, that they're good foils for each other. And seeing like the characters develop as people and real people with motivations was really great, you know.
And it just made these characters like very well-rounded, and the fact that Mandy Moore and Zachary Levi like just decided to continue with this is really great, because that just shows how much they loved these characters probably, and like really respected the show, I mean the movie that they made. And it's cool that they were down to continue this on for people who love Rapunzel. The
Yeah,
one
it's
thing that
great.
did kind of confuse me was kind of like the timeline of how Cassandra got mad at Rapunzel. Like that whole time, by the time that she was like, going against Rapunzel and like thinking like, oh, this like I don't really want to be around this person anymore, and then kind of on her way of becoming evil, like that seemed kind of fast and like not really realistic. I was like, well, I don't think she's actually mad at her. Like it didn't seem real to me. I was like, she can't be mad at Rapunzel. They have so much history, and because she, I know that like the spirit or
Santeri.
whatever the evil entity, yes, is supposed to, is very manipulative, and is evil. So I mean, she found a way to, get between them. Like as things were kind of progressing. Like I was thinking, okay, this friendship's way too far gone. But like the first initial step to like betray Rapunzel and like start down her evil path seemed a little unrealistic to me.
It was
But
very out of nowhere, but then if you kind of looked at the signs, it was like there was many times where they disagreed about things, and Rapunzel didn't like value her opinions about keeping her safe and keeping her like there were several times where she just kind of ignored what she had to say because she wanted to do something
true.
else. And so like it was kind of building that up as they were going on that long, you know, but it also started in the first series where, like, even you know, Rapunzel would be doing things better than Cassandra, like when they were doing the strongman, you know, in the strongman competition. Cassandra's like, okay, I'm gonna, you know, join the strongman competition, I'm gonna win. And then Rapunzel joins in, and it's like a competition between them, and she's like, this was my thing, and you just like are doing it in a, you know, not a strongman way, but still winning, you know. Like, and it kind of went all the way back to them kind of having that competition. And it, you know, it was always going to be her lashing out against her eventually because, like, they were really close friends and everything. But it was like, they're so, like, Rapunzel's really kind of naive a lot about a lot of things and, like, respecting others.
Naive and pushy.
Yeah,
Like
really
she would just
pushy.
push, she'd push a lot of things, and it was nice kind of seeing her, like, because I mean, Rapunzel, I don't want to say that they added characteristics to her, because thinking back to the movie, like, yeah, Rapunzel could definitely seem like a pushy person, and kind of like just like amplifying her, I guess not amplifying, but like, delving deeper, because again, we really have a very small look at who Rapunzel is as a character, but in the movie, and then kind of like adding these personality traits to her. And seeing how she changes as things go along, and kind of watching the characters be aware of these things was also, I felt, very different in this series. 'Cause yeah, 'cause you were talking about like, her really tapping into her emotions and like really seeing how things are making her feel. Like when Cassandra first like said that she didn't want to be friends with her anymore, she's just like, I don't want to talk about it. Like every time someone would bring up Cassandra, she'd be like, let's leave it be. It's done. It's over. But like, she needed to talk about her feelings. And it was really nice, like seeing, Eugene kind of, be like, you need to talk to me. Like we need to talk about this. You haven't talked about Cassandra ever since you left. And it just, I know it's eating away at you, and you need to open up. And
Yeah.
was a really good show.
It was. Like, every episode was really fun. It was, you know, a little bit silly a lot of the times. And like I said, I just love the new characters. I love the introduction of all the new characters. And so it just felt like such a family situation at the end of just like a bunch of different orphans and people together. So yeah.
Oh yeah, like Red mm-hmm. and Angry or something, whatever the heck their names yeah. were. And then even a Flynn Rider's like ex-girlfriend uh-huh. was like hilarious.
Yeah.
Like the whole
and his dad
situation.
Who would like say stuff from his mind, just like was really vocal, like would say whatever was in his head because he hadn't been around people for like 20 years. You know?
Yeah.
There was just a lot of like silly stuff, and I just appreciate it. I thought it was really fun. I wish I could, like, we could have more of it, but it's done. Like, it's like, it was such an extension.
Yeah, there's not going to be any more
seasons, right? No, I don't think so. Like, I don't think there would be anything else. It, you know, maybe in the future it would be, like, older Rapunzel or something, but, you know, like.
Maybe.
It's not. They like kind of ended the series with like Eugene and Rapunzel kind of being officially engaged, because throughout the series they were just like, oh, we'll get there, you know, when we're ready.
They're like, oh, should I propose, am I ready to propose, and Rapunzel's like, eh, I need more time, and then like, you know, all that stuff happening.
Yeah. And they like went out
cool
on the
kind
boat
of seeing...
It was really cute.
Yeah, on the boat. And it was cool kind of seeing where, like, Eugene's backstory kind of comes into it. Because, mm-hmm. it's like everything's all interconnected. Like, the Dark Kingdom is kind of, like, where, not, like, where it started, but I guess it felt like it made a full circle, sort of.
Yeah. It did.
Like, the Dark Kingdom, and that's where Eugene comes from.
Yeah. It, like, really works out. It was well thought out, and I really liked how they expanded on the movie, which is my favorite. I definitely have to watch more of those animated movies for the Oscars, and I'm very much excited for them, because all the ones that we have to watch look really great. And you're going to be watching Wolfwalkers, right, really soon, so I'm excited to join
yes,
in on that,
we're
hopefully.
Because we're going to do our... we're gonna talk about the animated movies on next week's podcast. So I'm gonna start watching those this week, basically. Yeah, starting Monday is gonna be Wolfwalkers on my Twitch Discord, if anyone wants to join.
Fun.
Oh wait, this will be too late.
This comes out on the day.
it'll probably be too late.
Yeah. Well, just follow Emily's Twitch to get more information about that. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, I had posted my entire movie schedule that I had made for myself on my Discord to see if anyone was interested in watching movies with me. And we're watching Wolfwalkers, so that's happening.
Great.
Don't really know if we'll have another one, but I mean, as people show interest, I'll schedule them. But as of right now, I'm just sticking to my schedule, trying to get shit done. That's all I'm trying to do.
Yep, trying to get shit done. I have so much to do for work, obviously, but I've been making so many more things in the past 2 weeks. Made like a little Raymond portrait for Raymond, and
yes, Alessandra's making a little Animal Crossing portraits.
Yep,
for people
with my new Posca pens, which are these beautiful Japanese pens. They're like acrylic markers, kind of, but I think it's like a special.
I've never heard of those.
Yeah, I recently heard of them, I think like last year, and I was like, these look really cool. And they're very opaque, which is like the best part of them, is that they're like, you could put like yellow on top of green and it won't show up like the green. It's like really well done.
Really? Or the colors like won't like mix or start
like
mixing?
Yeah. I mean, you could like do it while they're wet and it would work, but if they're dry, like they look really good. And they don't bleed, and they're a lot more easy to use than, because I have a ton of chalk markers from when I was a chalk sign artist.
Right.
But those nibs are usually kind of like squarish tips, whereas the nibs for the pockets are like round tips. So there's like, you know, some of them are easier to use than others, but it all honestly depends on the color. But I just got like a ton of them, so it's I really want to draw with them and use them a lot. But I also have other things I have to do. So it's kind of a, I have to write down my project because I forget that I'm supposed to be working on things. And then it's like, oh shit, I got to do this. You know, I got to be quick.
And I'm just like, I guess, I mean, if you're making stuff for your friends, like for me or for, you know, Casey Raymond, like you don't have to be quick. Whatever you want to get done when you get done.
But I have like other things that I need to embroider. Like I made some masks for a wedding this past weekend and I got the pictures from it. Really cute. And I have to make some more for a wedding coming up.
Okay.
I'm really excited about it. And like I said last time, I embroidered this dog for my coworker. The time is just like flying by and I'm just a little bit like sad today. I'm like a little bit depressed today because I just didn't, you know, wake up feeling the best. So
I was kind of in like a weird mood like yesterday. I don't know, it's weird keeping track of all that stuff or like being observant of that stuff. Like I feel a little off today. I wonder why that is.
Yeah, I try, you know, to monitor things. But sometimes I think our hormones have a lot to play in that. I think we don't realize how much like things make us feel, and sugar and all that, and caffeine and everything that we, you know, how we feel is related to our hormones and our gut and our brain and, you know, how much sun we get and all that.
I definitely feel like I need to get more sun, but I'm also afraid that since I've been inside for an entire year that I already burn easily, but like, I don't know.
Put sunscreen on.
I feel like, ugh, I hate sunscreen. Oh,
you do? Why?
That's why I don't go outside. Well, if it's good sunscreen, if it's not, I just don't like sunscreen that like never soaks into your skin and like just sits on top and is like oily. Like I hate sunscreen like that.
Yeah.
Like I hate the spray cans, like the sport like spray sunscreen. Oh, I hate those.
Yeah.
There was a brand of sunscreen I really did like. I think it was by like Banana Boat or something.
I was going to say you should get Banana Boat because it smells good.
Yeah, and I think it was, like, lotion sunscreen. Like, it feels like lotion, and it does. Like, when you put it on, it doesn't make you feel like you're just every pore on your body is, like, clogged with sunscreen.
Yes.
Just felt like lotion.
Yeah, and the Neutrogena face one is the best.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's, like, the best face. I have a foundation cover-up that has, like, 15%. SPF. So at least that's kind good. Of helps. The other day, Danny and I went to the park to just hang out at the sun in the sun, and Danny got sunburned on his head because he didn't put any sunscreen on. And
like how he parts his hair, or like on his head, like you just
on his scalp? Forehead, you know.
Oh, on his forehead, okay.
Yeah. Like he needed to put sunscreen on. And I had some on my face, so it was okay. But today is a very gloomy, rainy day, which I do enjoy. I do like rainy days, but
it is very hot, and this is like the first like hot weekend we've had so far in spring. It's like up in the 80s.
Oh my god, that's so hot!
It's very hot. Yes, yes. Especially since I've moved more inland, I think it's even gotten it gets hotter for me out here.
Yeah.
Like even just like 30, 40 minutes inland.
A few miles inland, dude. It's like ridiculously different.
The temperature is like so different compared to my parents' house to like my sister's house, and they live like 15 minutes away from each other.
Yep. It like, really is a
It's crazy.
That's how it works, you know? Like you don't get the breeze from the ocean if you're not near the ocean.
Yeah. But like, I'm slightly excited for it to get a little warmer because I feel like I've just been really cold this winter.
In your house.
In my house, just because my house stays super cold, which is nice. If it's cool at night, it'll stay pretty cool during the day. So that's why spring's kind of like the perfect time for my house because, tries to stay as cool as it can until it starts to get warm, and then, because like, yeah, my room is a little warm right now as I'm sitting in it.
Oh, I remember last year when
But
you're
it's
in your
not bad. It's not
room.
as bad. It's
I'm
not as
like,
bad as it gets in the summer. Like
yeah.
spring's pretty good for the house. I'm a little worried about summer just 'cause it gets really
Like
hot
last year.
and like last year it was bad. It was really bad. So I'm a little worried about that, but I am excited that it's gonna be spring 'cause I like wearing my dresses and like shorts and stuff. So I'm pretty excited.
Yeah.
I'm tired of being cold.
Yeah, I feel
I'd like to be warm for once.
that. It's like you're just perpetually cold. It's like that SNL sketch with the like a Russian woman who was like 19, but she looked like she was like 50 or 60.
Yes, and she's like, we just hope that bear will eat me.
Yeah, and then you're finally warm inside bear.
And then you're finally warm inside bear. Yeah. Oh my gosh. But actually, I'm afraid that because I've been vegetarian for like the past 2 years, that I might be a little iron deficient, and that could be why I'm a little cold.
That
Like I've
makes
been
a
cold.
lot of sense. You should have some iron supplements.
But yeah, and Kimmy has some, and I use them. But I should also just see for myself and go to a doctor and have a
True.
doctor tell me that I'm iron
That's true. You
deficient.
should get some blood work done.
Yes, I really should. I will definitely start working on that because I need to see a doctor just to check on things, make sure things are all okay. But that is our 30 minutes is up. That's it for today. That was our toppings episode. If you enjoyed that, please let us know. You can rate and review our show. You can do that on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. If you want to reach out and say hi or have any suggestions for future episodes, you can contact us. We have an email, allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com, or you can comment in the comment sections of SoundCloud and Facebook. Just search All By The Popcorn and like and follow our pages. And if you need notifications on future episodes that we release, we have a Twitter that is @ByThePopcorn and Instagram @AllByThePopcornPodcast. And we also have merch.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks so much for listening. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.